Hello, everybody. This is Arik Skuza. Welcome again in Artificial Intelligence and Product Strategy Podcast. Today, I would like to discuss a little bit a topic which I would like to call like that. The three elements you need to monetize your data. And I'm talking from the company perspective. What three elements need to be in place so the organization you represent or the business you build will be actually ready for monetizing the data. If you would like to understand what is data monetization, what are the data monetization strategies, I would highly encourage you to look at previous episodes and screen right there for those topics. Most of these topics, it's been already covered in the previous episodes. So if you'd like to learn about this, just try to scroll down and look for those episodes. By the way, if you would like to subscribe to this podcast, just you can do it right now so you'll never miss the next episode. All right, coming back to the topic I have prepared for today, the three elements you need to monetize your data. Data monetization is actually endless opportunities land. But to conquer this land, there are three elements the companies need to prepare or have them in place. In this podcast, I would like to walk you through them and give you an exact definition on what you need. So let's jump into first element, which is people. What do I mean by people is actually strictly aligned with data science framework. Generally speaking, in every data science framework, we have several steps we need to conduct to make sure that the data is ready for the usage. By usage, I understand that the business can get value out of that data. That's very important because everything what I covered in my podcast is actually explained from the business perspective. So what data science needs to prepare to make sure that the business can monetize that. So those steps are usually gathering data, cleansing data, experimenting with data, and then visualizing in data. You probably need to have the process like that running in your company, or most of the steps need to be conducted in your company. Because of that, you need specific people, and those people are data engineer, machine learning engineer, data scientists. That's the bottom line. That's the minimum you have to make sure that is available in your company. Obviously, those people don't have to be hired full time. They can be, I'm sorry for the word, but rented, or they can be hired through contracting or different forms of collaboration. But most of those talent you need to have in a place in a company. But there's another thing that is really important, another skill. It's a user experience or user interface specialist. This is very important also because, as I mentioned, the last step in the process is visualizing data. And that data visualization needs to be actually taken place by the person that specializes in building very clean, understandable, and smooth interfaces that will make people happy and they will make them stay and use your service. So element one is people. So what is element two? Element two is a platform. It's actually an environment or the ecosystem where your data will be available. In this section, I will share two examples of great platforms that either can help you to monetize data, but they also a great example of the platforms that you can look at them as a benchmarks for your data monetization strategy and tactic. So the data without visualization will limit your abilities to attract business. Obviously, you can sell tables, you can sell numbers, you can show people what kind of numbers you collected and present them Microsoft Excel or any other spreadsheet to show the data. They can download that data and then play with them. But if you add visualization factor, your data will be more attractive because all of us, we love to look at dashboards. Imagine when you're driving a car and you have a gauge cluster or your central console, all you love about that is the visualization, which is basically a dashboard. I mentioned that analogy because the same rule is applicable in the data science business. So if you add visualization, the companies and business will be more willing, more happy to use your data. If you want to use visualization, then you need to also give access to your data. So what platform should actually offer to make this platform attractive for business? First, easy integration over API. Without easy integration, it will be very hard for business to use it, and at least it will be very hard to test if your data, if what you're trying to add as a value is actually a value. It might be a value for one business line, but will not be a value for the different business line. Let me give an example. One of the customers that I've known was working on bringing gamification to automotive industry. They built very well designed and highly applicable API that every car dealership can use and quickly understand. That company was able to introduce their product quicker because of that API, which actually influenced one of the most important metric in this business, which is time to market. Your API can definitely shorten time to market when it's easy to use and the documentation is clear and all the comments you need to conduct to integrate with the service are easy and very well understandable. So that's our first condition that a great platform should fulfill. The second is obviously scalability. If you want to grow quickly, your platform needs to be scalable. That means that you need to carefully pick up your cloud provider, your infrastructure architecture, but also your pricing from the monetization standpoint of view. And then easy access to data through good user experience. That's the place when we're talking about interfaces and designing that customer journey that make it happen. Sometimes I see companies, not always, they believe so much in data engineering, machine learning engineering, and data science that they forgot about interface. They obviously build it, but it's built somehow on the side as a side effect or side project. But definitely, it's worth to consider that as a gauge cluster in your car, if it's great designed, you want to use it. You want to use all the features, you want to explore the features, and you want to play with the features. That's the same rule. It's actually vivid in the platform building. And the great examples that I promised to share are two great companies, Domo.com, and the second one is Carto.com. Domo.com and Carto.com both are helping companies to monetize their data. I found the interface very well designed, value proposition very well explained, and there is a beautiful team behind the platforms. So if you would like to use what that means to have a great people in place, but also great platform design, I would suggest you consider visiting Domo.com and Carto.com. And the third element you need to build in your business to successfully monetize your data is mindset. Well, mindset, I would actually, in this podcast, I would like to mention about only two elements, because obviously mindset is a broad topic. First one is domain expertise. Whatever domain expertise you have in your business, it's super critical for building that great data monetization service. For instance, if you are a dentist or you run a clinic or you run a company that build CRM systems for automotive industry, or you work in a huge companies like Shell, Procter & Gamble, or HEB, you understand your business. If your data can reflect that domain expertise and can be offered in a very specific or very adaptable way, you actually need to change that mindset that what we built inside, we want to open inside through data and monetize that. And this is a very important factor. I love to mention the example of Rolls-Royce. You can hear about in my podcast a lot, because this is absolutely perfect example when the company that is specialized in building aircraft engines opened that service of analyzing data coming from aircraft engines and built a website when you can actually learn the insight from the engines. Let me give an example. Imagine a plane taking off from New York and going to Dallas, Texas. The engines probably produce around 1-2 terabytes of data. That data is a raw data. But if you push it through a gathering process, cleansing data, visualizing that, and connecting what with that internal domain expertise of Rolls-Royce people, then you can build beautiful insight for those airlines that operate that aircraft. That's a great example of changing a mindset. What it's inside, we want to open outside. And the second element is data is a resource, but at the same time, like a diamond, you need to polish it. They won't be for sale right away. Those diamonds, I'm sorry, the data will not be for sale right away. You need to work on that. And this is a continuous improvement process, which it's beautiful when people are aware of that and then constantly keep improving this. So today, I would like to give you three elements, the bottom line that in your business, it's worth to consider having: people, platform, and mindset. And I would like to encourage you to consider subscribing to my podcast, either clicking a bell button on a YouTube or that subscribe button on my podcast page. Have a great day and thank you so much. See you in a week.